Session. And welcome to another edition of Retromello Eurovision. Hello, Harry.
Hello, and good morning for you, Lennart.
How are you?
Very fine, thank you.
It's a rainy day in Gothenburg.
Yeah,
it's a rainy day all over Sweden.
Yes.
There's a rainstorm.
Yeah.
But we're not going to talk about the weather.
No.
We're going to talk about Eurovision 1981. Yeah. In 1980, Ireland won. Johnny Logan, What's Another Year?
Yeah.
So, therefore, we are in Dublin, Ireland. It's the 4th of April.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a host called Dorian Ní Briain, something like that. I'm so sorry for pronouncing it the way I do.
It's an Irish name.
Irish name. So,
yeah.
Yes. Fun fact, Israel returns.
Yeah.
And so does Yugoslavia.
Mm.
They've been away a couple of years.
Yeah.
Yugoslavia 3 years, I think, and Israel 1 year at least.
Mm.
Italy is not competing.
No.
And Morocco is not returning, and
mm.
they never will,
no.
as far as we know. We're still hoping for 2024.
Yeah.
There actually has been a little bit of rumors about Morocco returning.
Okay.
But I think the king of Morocco said that they will never participate in Eurovision. So I don't know.
I have heard rumors about Luxembourg also.
Well, Luxembourg, they're coming back.
Yes, nice.
They are.
Very
they
nice.
Are. Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to start, and we're going to do the flip, flop, and plop.
Yeah.
Which means, Harry, if we both like the song.
Of course it's a flip.
And if we both dislike it.
It's a ugly flop.
Ugly flop.
Mm.
And if we disagree.
Well, God forbid, it's a plop.
Oh, there we go. So let's start with song number one. Number one comes from Austria, and it's the artist Marty Brehm singing "When Du Das Bist," which means "When You Are There." So Marty Brehm is probably best known for this,
yeah.
but he also worked in the music industry, and he's worked as a music journalist as well. This song and this performance, we need to talk about it, Harry.
Mm.
We can't get away from it.
No.
The song is a pretty fairly regular song. It doesn't stick out in any way.
Mm.
But then the performance becomes too weird for its own good,
mm-hmm.
I think. At least it tries to be funny, so special points for that.
Mm.
But the background singers that are dressed in different weird, and they act weird. They have these funny costumes on, sort of, which doesn't fit the song at all.
Mm.
So, no, it's a flop.
Yes, it's a flop. It's very odd outfits for the girls.
Yes.
But the melody has something special, I think. I still remember it after all these years.
Yes.
But I guess it's a good sign. But, and this is important, I will probably never listen to it again. At least not by free will.
No. Because I always encourage being weird and out there.
Yeah.
I think that's lovely.
Yeah.
But in this case, it just doesn't. It just feels forced.
Yes, very odd.
Yes.
Mm.
Okay, so what's next?
Next number two, I think.
Oh, let's go there.
Yeah. And number two is from Turkey with the artist Modern Folk Trio and Aysegül. And they sing the song Dömne Dolap.
Yes.
It's a relatively modern Turkish song and positive somehow, but the melody lacks something. It's quite messy. So it must be a flop for me.
Yeah, I agree. It's a flop for me too, but I don't think it's really that bad. I like the
sound
of the song.
Yeah.
But then the melody is kind of
messy.
It doesn't go anywhere. It just doesn't take me anywhere. So, yeah, I had to flop it.
Yeah.
I can say that Domne Dulap means the carousel.
Oh, okay.
So they're singing about the carousel, I think.
Yeah.
Well, that was song number two. What's after number two, Harry?
Number three.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're at song number three, and it's Germany, and it's Lena Valatis singing Johnny Blue. She released her first single in 1970, and she competed again and came third in the German selection in 1992. This song is a true classic. It's unforgettable, and it's the lyrics are really nice, and it's just very, very good. For some reason, I think of Dolly Parton when I heard it. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It could have been a song by her, I think. I'm not sure. Maybe it's that it's a name. I don't know. But I really like it. It's a flip.
Yes, it's a clay flip. I remember this song with joy, and it's an evergreen somehow. So it's a clear flip.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Yeah.
So we're moving on to number four.
Peut-être pas l'Amérique, mais l'Amérique, ce n'est pas tout. J'ai dans le cœur.
Four is from Luxembourg, and it's the singer Jean-Claude Pascal who sings C'est peut-être pas l'Amérique. Something like that.
Our French is so good, Harry.
It's better for every time.
Yes.
I think this is a nice French ballad, and I usually like them. This is with a professional singer.
Yes.
But what could go wrong? Maybe it lacks some joyful performance and a creative melody.
Oh.
So I must say it's a flop.
Okay, I must add that Jean-Claude Pascal won Eurovision 20 years before this, so he is returning 20 years later, and singing, which is very brave.
Yeah.
He does a Loreen.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, Harry, I'm not a big ballad person,
no.
But this is a flip.
Okay.
Because this is how songs in French I love should sound like. It's a classic for me. I love his voice. He has this really deep voice, and it really, I really like it for some reason.
Okay.
I don't know why.
I usually like the French ballads, but not this one.
So this is our first plop.
Plop, yes.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. And what's next, Lena?
Oh, it's number five.
Okay, let's go there.
Okay, so song number five is from Israel. They're returning to the competition after being away for a year at least. And it's the group Habibi.
Yeah.
And they're singing Halaya.
Halaya.
Halaya. Yeah. this group had a long career in Israel. And they were actually offered to sing Hallelujah, but they declined.
Okay.
This is one of the best songs of 1981, without a doubt. It's so catchy, it's like a perfect, and it's got a little disco vibe, which always I love. So, it's a flip.
Yes, it's a clear flip. It's a very nice memory from this time.
Yes.
It's a very positive song and melodic.
Yeah. Yes,
it's a clear flip.
Yes, wonderful.
Yeah.
Let's see if number six is a flip as well.
Yes. Number six is from Denmark with the artists Debbie Cameron and Tommy Seebach.
Yes.
With the song titled Krøller eller I.
Yes.
This is a personal favorite from 1981. It is so positive and fun when you understand the message and the lyrics.
Yes.
I love the dancing also by Debbie. So it's a clear flip.
Yes, it's a flip for me too. Tommy Seebach returns because he was did Disco Tango the year before or the year before that. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But that's also a very good song.
Mm.
This song is so good. It's a clear flip for me too, of course. Debbie Cameron, She did the backing vocals to Disco Tango, but now she's on the center stage singing together with Alec, what's his name? Sebak.
Tommy.
Tommy Sebak.
Yeah.
Yes. So, so good, so positive. And you know, Krulla Ella I, it means curls or not, we still love you. Or if you, it doesn't matter if you have brown eyes or blue eyes, we still love you. Which is like a lovely message. So yeah, it's a very good song.
And very sweet.
Yes, very, very sweet. Oh, so we're at number 7.
Yes.
Let's go there.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's time for song number 7. It's and it's from Yugoslavia, and it's Sejd Memić Vajta singing Leila. This is a very popular song in the Balkan countries still now, actually. Sejd Memić Vajta, he moved to Hamburg when the war broke out in Yugoslavia, and he still lives there.
Okay.
Yes. This song does nothing for me. I'm sorry, Sejd. It's not something I like, but I can give it that I like his hoarse voice. That's what I like about it, but I don't like the melody.
No.
So it's a flop.
Yes, it's a flop for me too. It's somehow a melancholic song, but not in my taste this time, I'm sorry. So it must be a flop.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
There we go. Song number 8 is coming up.
Yes.
Are you ready, Harry?
Yes. And next song is number 8 from Finland, and it's with a singer Ricky Sorsa. The song title is Reggae OK. I think this is a very funny and positive joke entry from Finland. I can enjoy listening to it sometime now and then, but it's still a flop.
Yes, it is a flop. Reggae in the Eurovision is not very common.
No.
And this is like some sort of strange Finland version of reggae.
Yeah.
And that's very unusual.
It only happened once.
It's so strange. And it's quite funny looking back at it, because it's also dressed like a jester, you know, which is also so strange.
Yeah.
Why not go with a Rastafari thing when you're doing a reggae? Well, I don't know. So it's kind of bad. It's funny, but not in a good way.
Yeah.
So, yes.
It's a joke.
It's a joke. Mm. It's a joke song.
Yeah.
A clear flop.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see if number 10 is a flop.
Nine.
Number 9. Sorry, yeah. Number 9.
Okay.
So it's time for France as song number 9.
Yeah.
And this is Jean Gabilou singing Home on a Home. Jean Gabilou has had a long, varied career, and he's actually of Polynesian descent.
Wow, okay.
His last album came out in 2007.
Yeah.
Yes. This song, however, does... It's like... Oh, it's just... I don't know what it is. It's nothing. No, I don't like it.
Okay.
It's a flop.
No, it's a flip.
Oh, there you
it's
go.
A classic French ballad, and it's somehow impressing as a melody, and deserves really a flip.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, I disagree.
Okay. It's a flop.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So let's see what we do with number 10.
Yeah. Song number 10 is from Spain with the singer Bacelli, and the song title is Y Solo Tú. It's a nice enough for a sangria in the sun if you want to come in the mood for a Spanish afternoon at the beach. Relaxed and innocent as a melody. I cannot give it a flop. It's a flip, a weak one.
I can, now that you say that, I can see myself sitting in the Spanish hacienda, drinking sangria and looking at the Mediterranean ocean in the evening, and I hear this song and I don't really recognize it, and I don't really think it's anything special, so it's a flop.
Oh, it's a flop. Okay, it's a flop.
It's a flop. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so next up is song number 12.
11.
11. Oh my God, I'm always ahead of us.
You have already have your sangria.
Yeah.
You count so bad.
Okay, number 11.
Yeah.
Okay, so song number 11. It's time for the Netherlands, and it's the singer Linda Williams singing "Hit in Wonder."
Mm.
Oh, what does that mean, Harry?
Today is a wonder.
Today is a wonder.
Yeah,
that's good. Well, Linda Williams was unknown when she competed in the Eurovision.
Yeah.
She released a couple of singles and then went back to obscurity.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a wonderful voice that she has, and for this song it's perfect, but it's a boring song, so it's a flop.
Yes, it's a big flop. I have a clear memory of this song, but today it annoys me quite much.
It does.
It's a flop.
Okay, so agreeing.
Yeah.
Let's see if we agree or not on song number 12.
Yeah. Song number 12 is from Ireland with the group Sheba, and they sing the song Horoscopes. This is a little bit light disco in 1981, and I must appreciate it with a flip,
okay,
even if it's not strong flip.
Well, it's a flop for me.
Okay.
They do have the nicest dresses of the evening. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
But then again, this song... Well, I first should mention that Sheba is cat food. I wonder if it was cat food in 1981.
No.
I don't think it was, because maybe it's Sheba the god.
Yes, I think so.
Yes, no, never mind. This is... this song, it sort of sounds good, but it sort of, it feels like it's going somewhere where it doesn't take me. I'm waiting for a big refrain. It just doesn't happen.
But that's why I call it light disco.
Yes, but I don't have light in me. I only see darkness. No. So now I have to flop it.
Okay. It's a flop. Yeah.
So next up is Norway.
Yeah.
And it's song number 13.
Yes.
Okay, so number 13 is Norway, and it's Finn Kalvik singing Aldri I livet.
Yeah.
Okay, Finn Kalvik is very popular, was very popular in Norway. He actually recorded an English version of this with Agneta and Frida of ABBA's backing vocalists.
Oh.
And that's not strange, because he was being produced by Benny Andersson of ABBA.
Yeah.
This is a bit flat, but I still like it somehow. It's just, I don't know if it's the ABBA gene in me that goes haywire when I hear Agneta and Frida's name. So I can't for the life of me flop it. So it's a very, very light flip.
It's a strong flop. It's a famous zero pointer. I must reward it with a flop. It's a bad song.
Okay.
It's a plop.
Okay. Well, we agree to disagree. Yeah. Okay.
Let's go to the song number 14.
Let's do it.
Song number 14 is from United Kingdom with the singers and artists Bucks Fizz.
Yes.
And the song title is Making Your Mind Up. This is a fun melody as a stage show. It's a clear flip.
Yeah, it's a flip for me too. The energy wins me over.
Yeah.
But it's very early 80s. I think, like, these are the kinds of song that won at this period in time.
Yeah.
If it wasn't a big ballad, it was like this funny, uppy, peppy thing. but it's still, it's so catchy and memorable. So, of course, it's a flip.
Yes, it's super catchy.
Yeah. Mm. So, let's see what happens with number 15.
Yes. Nem sequer assobiar, com certeza que não vais desafinar. Em playback,
em playback, em playback. Okay, so it's time for number 15, which is Portugal, and it's Carlos Palau singing Playback.
Yeah.
Carlos Palau was actually a medical doctor. As well, but his true passion was in music.
Yeah.
And I have to say that he tragically died in a car accident in 1988.
Oh.
So bless his soul,
yeah.
And bless him for giving me this, because I love this.
Okay.
This is a flip, and it's because it's so, it sticks out the way that video stuck out the year before.
Mm.
It's another kind of song for Eurovision, and I really love it.
It's a clear flop.
Okay.
It's a very, very repetitive, annoying, and boring song. It's a clear flop.
That's what I thought, Harry.
Yeah.
That's what I thought you would say. But it's okay. It's a flop.
I hope you're not disappointed.
I'm not disappointed.
Yeah.
It's only music.
Okay. And you can't compete in music.
Oh, well, I'd say you can. Okay. So, number 16 is up.
Yes. Song number 16 is from Belgium with the singer Emily Starr, and the song title is Samson.
Yes.
And I would like to give it a flip, but somehow the melody feels cheap and very simple. It's a flop.
Oh my god, no. This is a flip.
Oh.
This is so good. So good, I've written down. So. And it's amazing outfit and the amazing choreography with the fans and everything that makes up for the lacking vocals.
Okay.
And I really like it. It's so dramatic. I can't flop this. No. It's a flip. It's another prop.
Okay. One of many.
Yes. So let's watch and see if we can do another plop at number 17.
Yes.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
So next up is number 17, and it's Greece, and it's Yannis Dimitris singing Fegari Kalorenini, something.
Yeah.
I apologize for my Greece.
I think it means summer moon.
Summer moon.
Yeah.
Okay. But this artist is basically only known for this.
Yeah.
This seems to be, doing this research for this episode, it seems to be very popular in the Eurovision community.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't like it. It's boring. Mm. It's a flop.
It's a clear and strong flip. It's a strong and beautiful Greek ballad with a very good and professional singer.
Oh.
It's maybe one of the contenders for the win this year.
Oh, well, no. Not in my book.
Okay.
Another disagreement.
Yeah. Well, let's go to number 18.
Let's do it.
Song number 18 is from Cyprus with the artist group Island, and the song title is Monica. And I must say that compared to the Greek song, this entry is very weak and simple. It's a flop.
Yeah, I actually agree now. This is a flop for me too.
Yeah.
It's very repetitive.
Yeah.
I think this is one of the first times that Cyprus is in the competition. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But it's not a very good song.
No.
I'm afraid. But and it's, it's just...
It's simple.
Bland.
Yeah, bland. It's a good word.
Okay, so let's move on to the next to last song, number 19.
Yeah.
Okay, so song number 19 comes from Switzerland, and it's Peter, Sue, and Mark singing Io senza te, let's see, Io senza fede.
Yeah.
Oh, something like that. Peter, Sue, and Mark, this is the fourth time they're competing.
Yeah.
They competed in 71, 76, and 79.
Mm.
This is another song, when I'm doing my research, that is kind of loved by the Eurovision community.
Yeah.
And I still can't understand why.
Oh.
It's very boring to me. It's just, I don't like it. It's of course, it's a beautiful ballad, but it doesn't have that extra thing that makes it deserving of a flip for me. So it's a flop.
It has the extra, it's a flip. I remember this, a real classic entry, very good, especially the verse chorus, but not as good as in 1981. It has aged a bit,
yes,
but it's still a flip.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to say. But, you know.
Don't judge me.
No, I'm not judging. I'm just saying that I will probably never, I'm going to listen to this song by Peter, Sue, and Mark. I will never do that.
No.
Ever, ever.
Okay. I listen to it when I hear it.
Okay. When is that? It doesn't come on the radio. We're not going to argue.
Yeah.
Let's do the last song.
Yes. And let's be friends.
Let's be friends.
Yeah. Oh, forgot it. Song number 20 and the last song this year is from Sweden.
Yay!
With the artist Björn Schiffs.
Yes.
And the song title is Fångad I en dröm, and in English it's Captured in a Dream.
Oh.
Yeah. This is a quite okay song. Even if Björn has made so much better songs, it's still a flip.
Yes, it's a flip for me too. I wrote, it's an okay entry, but not a winner.
No.
It doesn't have winner expectations on it for
me.
It's just there. But I like it. I've always liked it, so I can't do anything but flip it.
Yeah.
That was Eurovision 1981, Harry. Yeah. Should we go through the results?
Yes, we do.
Yes, let's do it.
Yeah. Retro
Mellow. So, the results for Eurovision 1981 is as follows. In the very last place, in place 20, with 0 points, we have Norway.
Yeah.
Finn Kalvik, Aldri Livet.
Yeah, it's a plop for us.
Yeah, because I like it.
Yeah.
And I'm standing by my liking of that song, so I don't care.
Okay.
Okay. And in place number 18, because it's the two entries at number 18, we have Carlos Palau, Playback.
Oh.
Another song I really love.
Yeah. It's a plop.
What did the jury think about? I don't know. Maybe they were influenced by you.
Yeah.
Also at number 18, we have Turkey, Modern Folk Trio, and Isigil, Dumb It Up.
It was a flop for us.
Yes, so that's where we agree.
Yeah.
At number 17, we have Austria, Marty Bram, Wenn du das bist.
It's also a flop for us.
Yes. At number 16, we have Finland, Reggae OK by Ricky Sorsa.
It's a clear flop.
Yes. At number 15, we have Yugoslavia, Sejd Memic Vajca with Leia.
It's a flop.
Yes. So we kind of agree, at least.
Yeah.
Okay. At number 14, we have Spain, Bacelli, Y Solo Tu.
Oh, it's a flop. I like it.
Yes, I didn't. And I think the same is for number 13, which is Belgium, Emily Starr singing Samson.
Yes, it's a prop. You like it.
Yes, I did. I think we agree at the first one at number 11, which is Tommy Seebach and Debbie Cameron for Denmark singing Kolle Alle.
Oh, it's a clear flip.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. At number 11 also, we have Luxembourg, Jean-Claude Pascal.
It's a plop, yeah.
Yeah, it's a plop. Yes. And at number 10, we have Sweden, Björn Skifs, Fångad I en dröm.
It's a flip.
Yes, we liked it.
Yeah.
I don't know if we like it because we're Swedes or because it's a good song.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
No, me neither. At number 9, we have Netherlands, Linda Williams, Het is en wonder.
Oh, it's a flop for both of us.
Yes, it is. At number 8, we have Greece, Yanis Dimitras, Fegari, Kallo Kirino.
Oh, it's a plop. You didn't like it, and I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the one at number 7 we both like, which is Israel, Habibi,
Singh Halayla. Yes, it's very good, very good.
Clear flip.
Flip.
Yes. At number six, we have Cyprus and the group Island. It's so strange.
It's a flop for us.
Yes, yeah. Yes. But still number six.
Yeah, it's strange. Strange, Monica. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. I think that it's strange that it beat Israel.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Number five is Sheba from Ireland singing about horoscopes.
Yeah, I like it. It's a plop.
Yeah, I didn't like it, but I like it a bit. But yeah. At number four, it's Switzerland. Peter, Sue, and Mark. Io senza te.
Yes, it's a plop also because I like it. Yeah, you didn't.
Yeah, and I think the same thing is for number three, which is France.
Yeah.
Jean Gabilou singing Hum Amanum.
Yes, I like it.
And
I didn't. You didn't. It's a plop.
But I think we agree on the song that came in number two, which is Germany. Lena Valati singing Johnny Blue.
Oh, it's a classic and an evergreen.
Yes.
It's a flip for us. Yes. Yeah.
And the same thing is, of course, the number one song, which is the United Kingdom, Bucks Fizz, Making Your Mind Up.
Yeah, it's a clear flip for us, and we are not sorry it won.
No, we're not. We're not, even though I'm kind of tired of it. Anyway, so that was Eurovision 1981, Harry.
Yeah.
Any thoughts?
A very nice year, and I re-experienced some songs I have forgotten.
Yes, me too, me too. I think, actually feels like a good year.
Yes, it was quite good. Yeah.
Even though there were a lot of songs we disagreed on, there were songs where there were a lot of the flops were weak, I think, for me at least. I think it's an above average year.
Yeah, we had five songs we both flipped.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. And rest we flopped or flopped.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we should do some statistics on that, how much we flip and flop.
We can do it someday.
Okay. Yeah. So we're moving on. We're going to the UK then.
Yeah.
For 1982.
Yes.
And we'll see what happens there.
Yeah. Maybe Kiki and Beton came.
Yeah, I think they will show up. Yeah. Kiki and Beton will show up. Okay. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you soon.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.